Get done before Dale or Dave get here. All right. Good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock p.m., the afternoon of November 2nd, 2011. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission, a meeting in a special meeting to deal with nice weather, I guess you could say. Actually deal with three requests relating to pipeline construction. This is Kevin Kramer along with Commissioner Brian Kalk, who is with me in the hearing room. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Brian. Good afternoon and welcome. I look forward to the special meeting. And I think Kevin set it up very, very well that it's important that we keep building pipelines the appropriate way.
There you go. That's what it's all about. And it's a sunny, nice day. So they're all in my portfolio, so I'll start with KC1. I move the commission adopt the order adopting the hearing officer's October 31st, 2011 recommended findings of facts, conclusions of law, and recommended order in the request of Highland Operating LLC for a waiver of procedures and time schedules, a corridor certificate, and a route permit for the construction of a natural gas liquids pipeline, all in McKenzie County, North Dakota, case number PU10554.
Second.
This was an application that came to us from Highland, and we turned it over to an administrative law judge for to act as a substantive hearing officer because it is a short line. It's in a very well-developed oil country. It appeared to have very little, if any, controversy attached to it, and given time constraints and the challenges of scheduling all three commissioners and all the other parties, it seemed like a prudent way to go. So the hearing officer did hold a hearing on October 24th of this year as scheduled. The project is a 14-mile underground pipeline that transports natural gas liquids, or will transport natural gas liquids, actually 864,000 gallons of them per day, which translates to just over 20,000 barrels per day. Highland owns a processing gas processing facility near Watford City. This line will take the NGLs up to their rail facility near Trenton. And just one more way to flare less and add value to our oil production in the West.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
KC2, I move the commission adopt the order adopting the hearing officer's October 31st, 2011 recommended findings of fact, conclusions of law, and recommended order in the request of Arrow Field Services, LLC, for a waiver of procedures and time schedules, a corridor certificate, and a route permit for the construction of a crude oil pipeline, all in McKenzie County, North Dakota, case number PU1199.
Second.
This is an even less intrusive project, similar to the recent motion. We turned it over to a substantive hearing officer because of its de minimis impact, really, based on its own size. And the hearing officer held a hearing on October 24th, 2011, and then proposed this recommended order. This is a 1.5-mile underground oil line. It extends between Arrow's existing central delivery point and then interconnects with the existing Four Bears pipeline, which is owned by the True Oil Company. I think it's a Bridger, part of the Bridger system. It's located about 18 miles east of Watford City, entirely in McKenzie County. The estimated cost of the project is $2.2 million. It'll move 24,000 barrels per day of crude oil. And while only 1.5 miles, it does take 120 trucks off the road every single day. So this is another one where it seemed appropriate to get it done as quickly as we can, given that there is no opposition, a very small footprint with great benefit if we can get it built yet this fall while the weather holds out. So glad to get that out the door.
And the only thing I would add to this motion is the previous motion, even though that the procedure was a little bit different with an ALJ holding it, the appropriate agencies, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, North Dakota Game and Fish, Land Department, all those agencies are contacted, and all those procedures are the same.
Standards don't change. You're right. Very good.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
In KC3, very recent addition to the schedule, I move the commission issue a notice of filing, notice of informal hearing, and notice of opportunity for hearing in the applications for an amended certificate of corridor compatibility, an amended route permit, and application for waivers of procedures and time schedules for Four Bear Paw Energy, LLC's Garden Creek to Riverview NGL Pipeline, case number PU1166.
Second.
This was a line that we had previously cited. I think it's probably under construction. But on October 27th, Bearpaw filed a request for some deviations, route deviations. And so, and then, of course, an amended route permit and a corridor certificate are required. The changes are requested to resolve an issue with which originated from the affected landowner's request to modify the permitted pipeline alignment such that the modified alignment would be co-located with an adjacent, within an adjacent pipeline corridor, and the proposed deviations then are outside the current corridor, so it does require the process. And since we're having this special meeting, and again, time is somewhat of the essence, just given that we're in the fall, I thought we'd take this opportunity to get the regulatory clock ticking, because what this does is we have scheduled this for an informal on November 23rd here at the commission hearing room at 1:30. However, the notice of opportunity remains open until December 2nd, so anybody that would want to comment or request a formal hearing would have until that time.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That ends the items on the agenda. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
The Bison are 8-0, looking forward to be 9-0 this weekend.
Yeah, but have they beaten anybody good? Oh, yeah.
Just that one team.
Just at the very least that one team. Very good. If there's nothing else, we'll close the meeting. Thank you.